Ugh, I should have swiped left. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new favorite podcast, Should Have Swiped Left. I'm your host. I'm Cecily. You're joining me on a Sunday, the new podcast day. If you didn't hear the memo, I have switched my release date to Sundays instead of Fridays. So all of our new episodes are going to be released every Sunday. So welcome. I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you didn't miss me too much on Friday. I know that you did, but you know. We're here, we're alive, we're doing well. I have a really special guest today, another really great friend of mine, but before we get into that, I want to give you a few updates on everything. Still going good on Spotify, which means you can listen literally anywhere, so I don't want to hear no excuses, but subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. Apple Podcasts, if you have an Apple product, please subscribe to the podcast because that means the world to me. If you are not following me on Instagram, my Instagram handle is Shoulda Swiped Left Podcast. Yes, I always forget. Like, sometimes I just don't say the podcast part, and that's not right. Shoulda Swiped Left Podcast on Instagram. Join the family. It's growing, which is really exciting. Anyway, so updates really quick. I do have a huge announcement about the podcast as it's growing and continues to keep going. I keep recording, releasing more things. This podcast is now going to be revamped to have two hosts permanently. So you won't just have me anymore. Of course, I'm still going to be here and you'll hear all of my good stuff. But I am adding a second host permanently, and you will hear who that person is next week. And they will make their debut on this podcast as a host starting next episode. So make sure you come back because you're going to love it. I promise you. Updates on my dating life. Well, I am still single and like real single still. But anyway, other than that, I was supposed to go on a date with this guy yesterday, and we had talked about it for, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days during the week, and then I asked him, because we matched on Tinder, and I asked him, like, you read my profile, right? Which, my Tinder profile is real short. It's, like, goofball, single mommy, no time for games, and, like, that's it. But I wanted to make sure that he knew that I was a single mom, and he's like, yeah, I read it, and then I was like, okay, great, and he's like, but, I mean, I should kind of tell you because I don't want to waste your time or my time. Like, I'm not looking for anything serious. I just got out of a relationship. Like, what are you looking for? And I said, I'm not looking to jump into something with someone, but I'm also not looking for a hookup, if that's what you're saying. And he was like, yeah, I'm just kind of looking more for, like, fun. And I was like, yeah, we're not going to have sex, dude. And he was like, okay, well, it was nice talking to you. Good luck. Hope you find what you're looking for. And I was like, yeah. But that is something that happens pretty often with me in online dating, so no shocker for me there. So that date didn't happen, but I did match a few days ago with this really sweet Puerto Rican, he cute, Puerto Rican guy on Plenty of Fish, and I'm going to say, as of now, he's still a winner because he has not said anything remotely disgusting or inappropriate to me. That makes me happy. No dick pics. Keep them to yourself. I don't want your fucking dick pic. And he hasn't asked me about my boobs or my vagina, just my brain. So that's good, I guess. We'll see how that goes. He's really sweet. I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to him much this weekend because I have had rehearsals, but I'll let you guys know next week. It's a full week before the next episode, and I'll let you know what happens. Anyway, those are my updates. So, again, make sure you're following me on all those things, and make sure you are tuned in for next week's episode because we are kicking off the new and improved Shoulda Swipe Left podcast with episode 17. But for now, we're on episode 16, and I'm just going to stop talking and get right into this episode. So I'm going to introduce you, beautiful listeners, to my special guest. Make sure that you check him out on Instagram, you guys, because he's going to be on my Instagram, and he is so sexy. He's a sexy, beautiful Mexican man who likes boys. Sorry, girls. But he is so fine. Anyway, I'll stop talking. I'm going to let him talk. His name is Michael. Thank you. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how's it going, Seth?
Oh, you guys, you're so cute.
Stop it, I'm blushing. Profusely sweating already.
Welcome. Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I am such a fan.
Oh, are you a listener?
I'm a heavy listener. It's just, it's the perfect thing to listen to on my way home, at the gym, whenever I need to pick me up.
What's been your favorite episode?
Probably when you had our friends, Van and Duran, and actually I met Kenny at...
The sex episode.
The sex episode.
Sex, sex, sex.
Oh, that episode gave me life. Just hearing the realness.
And were you cracking up?
Booty hole.
It's a good one. It is probably one of the most listened to episodes on my podcast. So people lack sex.
It deserves an award.
Yes, make that happen. Put it in the universe. I accept it.
I'm calling all agents out there. Please, book my girl, Sess. Because, like...
Booked and blessed.
She's the only talent you will ever need.
Yes. Hire me.
On the spot.
Yes, please.
Booked and yes.
Yeah. Booked and yes. I love that. Hashtag.
Hashtag booked and yes.
Booked and yes.
Hashtag penis.
Penis! We are eating dinner and recording.
Yeah, so sorry if you hear some chicken going on in our mouths.
At least it's chicken in our mouths. And
honey, I wish it was. I mean, yes, thank goodness is
the you only want kind some of, other chicken in your mouth.
I mean, I don't mind other protein, but this is healthier for today's situation.
Okay, deal. Okay, Michael, so are you single?
I am currently single.
Are you seeing someone?
I am not seeing someone except myself.
Well, that's perfect, because you're perfect.
Thank you so much. I've definitely reached a place in my sort of like dating life where I'm ready to focus on myself and put myself first before I put someone else.
I love that. How long have you been single?
Well, I was born in 1994. I'm just kidding.
I was conceived in...
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, do we count in today's day and age? Do we count the situationships?
Oh. When was your last situationship?
Yesterday. About 4 hours ago. I'm just kidding. Let's say it's been a few months. It's been a few months, and okay. Every situationship that I've been through has been a very great learning experience, shall
we
say?
As it should be.
As it should be always. Mm-hmm. If they're not there to be the love of your life, they're there to teach you some type of lesson.
Listen, you about to be speaking words on this podcast. I know it's Sunday, but you ready to deliver a message.
It's the second glass of sangria.
Let the saints say amen. Oh, man.
All God's children said.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Oh, my God.
But as cliche as it may sound, RuPaul's words, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell can you love somebody else, really resonated with me this year because I felt like I hit a rock bottom for myself. Mm-hmm. Made me realize some things about myself, like, not to get too deep, but that I needed to not let myself get consumed with the other person and lose myself along the way. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they have no one to get to know. They have no one to fall in love with. They have no one to have that chemistry with. And I was like, you know? So...
Oh, man.
But
I already loved you, but I feel like I just love you more.
And I love you, too. I love all my friends, but there is that void that I'm constantly searching for that friends can't friends, family, your best friends don't always fill. Mm-hmm. But I need to learn to not fill that with toxicity.
Oh, yes. So do you think your situationships have been very toxic?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Toxic in the sense that they weren't going to be the one, and I needed to figure out whether that was afterwards or during, that I needed to figure out why this person came into my life. Because fair. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so I really needed to figure out in my last situationship why this person entered my life. And I feel like I reached a peak where it's like, oh, wow, it makes sense now. It kind of clicked for me where you aren't putting yourself first like you should every day. Mm-hmm. And it really is a daily practice of self-love. And, like, I got asked the other day, you have to know that you're attractive on some level. You have to know that you're hot to some extent. And I said, to an extent, because I practice self-love every day. And it's hard because some days you wake up and you're just... I have days where I wake up and I just can't look in the mirror. I don't want to see myself at all in the mirror. I know that I'll just eat myself up if I just stare at myself in the mirror. But I do something else in a positive light, whether that's take myself to the gym because release those endorphins, you know? Mm-hmm. Or
happy or people don't just kill their husbands.
Ever. Or if I need to hit up my best friend and be like, listen, I know you're busy right now, but I just need some time.
You're talking about me, right?
Of course, but
okay. I'm just making sure.
It just doesn't help when you don't return texts.
Oh, shade! I have only not returned 2 text messages this weekend, and they're from the same person.
Beto, you respond in the group message, so I can't.
I do. I really do. Our group message is lit. I love that you were talking about self-love because my Instagram this week was just all about self-love. I only posted stuff about self-love all week because I think that as a single person and, like, after last week's episode with sharing my stories with my breakups and the bad place that put me in, self-love and self-care were so vital to getting me to where I am now. And I think that there's not enough emphasis placed on it with people who are dating or looking to date because they're relying on other people to fill those voids when they aren't happy with themselves. And I think that if more people spent more time and more effort into caring for themselves and loving themselves, then there would be a lot more longer lasting relationships. Because you put these really, like, unfair burdens on other people to make you happy and make you feel completely whole and fulfilled when you should be trying to do that for yourself. And then that's why so many people are broken up, because they're like, I'm not getting what I need from you. And I'm like, that's not fair to give someone else that responsibility.
Don't have that other person constantly working on you if you're not going to work on yourself first.
Mm-hmm. And then how unfair to the other person, because they're not getting the best of you. Mm-hmm. They're getting this, like, broken little brittle piece of you and not seeing all the great things that you are because you're kind of just stuck in this, like, oh, I don't like me. I don't like my life. I don't like this. When you could spend time alone, and I get that a lot of people are afraid to be alone. It's not a fun thing to, like, be alone, and that's why a lot of people settle in relationships or try and jump into things because they're afraid to be alone. But take that time, you know, your alone season in your life to really work on being the best version of yourself and loving who you are, because when you do meet someone, they're going to, like, be obsessed with you because you're going to be radiating, mm-hmm. like, I already know that I'm great. I don't need you. I don't need you to tell me. Yes, it's nice to hear. It's nice for that validation in a partner, but I know who I am and I know what a great person I am, and I'm bringing that to the table.
If you can't handle that, well, then it's nice. Then it's nice to know where we stand.
Yeah.
And then that's the other thing that I've noticed, though, too, is, like, communication just...
It's tragic today.
And it's like, but that does tie into the part of, like, working on yourself, and you got to be able to communicate what you want and where you see yourself going in your dating life, mm-hmm. and your single life and all that stuff. But, we should never, I feel, ever get to a place where we get complacent in ourselves, mm-hmm. and that we don't grow or learn. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the other person that is supposed to be, that significant other that enters your life, they're supposed to be there to help you alongside you accomplishing those dreams, accomplishing those goals.
I agree.
And helping to build yourself to be a better you. Mm-hmm. And if you're not pushing me to be my better self, then why are you in my life? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. What's going on? And I am stubborn. I'm a full-blown Libra.
Yes, Libra.
Ow. Full-blown Libra, with a hint of Scorpio, I will say that.
Well, then you're perfect, because Scorpios are perfect. Because I'm perfect, and I'm a Scorpio, and so is my son, and he's a Scorpio, and he's perfect, so.
We're very passionate.
We are passionate, and we are emotional. We can also be your worst nightmare or your best dream. Like, there's no in the middle. We're one of the extremes.
Definitely on the far side of the psychopath.
I saw this. Oh, my God. But I saw this thing on Facebook that was, like, notorious, notorious murders throughout histories and their signs. And not one of them was a Scorpio. And I was like, see, y'all bitches be saying that Scorpios are crazy and you don't want to date us, but we don't be out there killing everybody.
Can I get
or we just
amen.
Don't get caught for it.
That's true. You could just be very conniving.
You will never find the body.
Oh, you know, I was wondering what happened to Stephanie the other.
Stephanie, that girl. She's underneath the
Stephanie
She's
from Starbucks.
10 feet under.
Side note. Side note. Today, we got a free cake pop.
I got a girlfriend at Starbucks.
She got a girlfriend. Shout out to Elaine from Starbucks.
Yes, Lane.
Just came through with that sample of a cake pop. It was delicious.
She was feeling me. I told Michael my charms don't work on straight men, just lesbians, apparently.
I was like, same. Retweet.
I want to talk about something that you said in regards to, I think something you said and then something that I said. I said, oh, we got to talk about that. So in regards to being complacent and then what I was saying about loneliness, I am, like, obviously very transparent on this podcast about my dating life and what is going on. So on my podcast recently, I talked about that guy Trevor from Orange County that I had, like, a fling with, and then I, like, turned it down because he was interested in being with other people. And for, like, a week, I could not stop thinking about him. And I was like, knowing in my head, I know what the outcome is going to be because I've been there twice now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, but I really, like, it would just be nice to spend time with him and me, like, missing someone. And it wasn't even, like, Nicole Byer says on her podcast when they're like, oh, you don't want to hook up with other people. She's like, no, I don't. I'm tired of unfamiliar dicks. Like, I want the same dick. I want the dick that I know that, you know, I want to come home to the same dick, not just a different one every time. And I think that's what it is for me. Like, when it comes to hookups, I don't want to hook up with random people that I don't know. They don't know my body. I don't know their body. And then you're, like, in this awkward situation with someone you don't really know. So for me, like, Trevor is a comfort in regards to, like, if we were to have sex, because he knows me and I know him and I know his dick. I think I actually had a conversation with Duran and I was like, weird question. Do you, like, if you had to think about your last hookups, would you be able to say, like, you know what their dick looks like? And he was like, yeah. I said, I can't say that about Trevor. Like, I don't know what his dick looks like. Anyway, I digress. Going back. So, like, getting in the, like, oh, I really want a man's touch, but I don't want to, like, hook up with any of these gross people that are sending me messages online. And my default, default is go to Trevor. But that's toxic for me because I know that he doesn't want what I want. And sex is emotional. I have this emotional connection. It can't be just sex. So, like, I asked him to come over. He came over. We had sex. He stayed the night. And then I guess I get super confused because it's never just, like, come over, have sex, leave. It's like, come over, I'm going to take you to dinner, I'm going to buy your dinner, let's watch a movie. It's, like, never just a hookup. And I'm like, what is happening? And then he leaves the next day, and then I'm like, what do I do? Because I'm a girl, and my emotions are like, but he's obviously interested because he drove out here, then he bought me dinner, then he bought me a bottle of wine, and all these things. And then I'm like, so about me? And he's like, yeah, I don't want anything serious. And I'm like, okay, well, F you too then, and we're not talking. And now we're back to square one, where I'm like, fuck you, Trevor.
You're in the same mood as me, I feel, because, like, we go on these dates, all pretty much. Like, mm-hmm. they're intimate, one-on-one connections you're trying to build with this person. Then they like, go back into their world for some reason, and it's not what they're looking for. They're not in looking for a relationship, whatever the reason is. And it's just like, but what is the time that we're spending with each other? Because it's definitely not a 1-2 thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And we don't talk to each other. Like, there's chemistry building right there. And I get stuck currently, like, reminiscing on those good times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow. But when we were in this moment on that day, like, we were so connected. The chemistry was flowing so right. What's so different about today? And I feel like what this self-awareness has made me realize is that I lost my train of thought. Thanks, Sangria.
Come through, Sangria. Who invited her?
It's been a long day. I am dehydrated, so the Sangria entering my veins.
Feel like that's the last thing you should be drinking if you're dehydrated, though. Doesn't alcohol like...
Thanks, Mom.
I am a mom. I'm just looking out for you, boo.
Good looking out. No, I just...
I got you.
I felt, with the self-awareness, I finally had to realize a point where I was like, okay, Michael, you're not missing him. You're missing the intimacy and in the moment that you could have with someone.
That's what it is.
And it's like, wow, thank you for... And that's another lesson. Thank you for making me realize what I can have, what I do want to have in a relationship building with someone.
Because in that moment with him, you're like, this is what I want. I want someone who is going to be attentive to me. I want someone who is going to be, like, you know, there. But then it's really just this, like, false reality you're living in for that moment, because when they're gone, they're gone. And then it's like, that wasn't a real thing, I guess. Because if it's not real for both people, it's just not a thing. So for me, it's, like, real for me. I'm in the moment. I'm like, oh, we're going to dinner together. We're doing this. You know, he's coming to see me, blah, 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 blah. But then when he goes, like, he's checked out, and...
You're not in front of him, you're not his
right,
worry.
Right,
he has his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes the dating situations, and I feel in today's day and age, so complicated, because I feel like I grew up with the Etch-a-Sketch era, where you...
Yes, Etch-a-Sketch! You just dated us. God, we're old. We're old.
I mean, I just remember being on my iPad, too, and...
and, like that McDonald's we saw today that had no play place.
Can I just say, when I was at a McDonald's, I had to worry about scratching my skin, going down the slide, and staticking myself, shocking myself. But yet I walk into a McDonald's today, and then their play area, they have eight flat screens.
Touchscreen
flat screens that have eight different games going on. And I was like, the kids today just aren't going to exercise.
Like, that was their play area.
That's their play area. It's ridiculous. At least they don't have to worry about getting, like, salmonella or anything like that. Anything like that.
Or, like, cocaine needles in the ball pits.
It was like, I need them to...
What are they? I don't know what you put in your veins.
Like, the pee that ends up in the play area that the workers don't end up cleaning.
You know they didn't clean those play areas.
At all. I need my kids at risk for HPV like I was when I was born.
Oh, my God! Shut up! No, they're just going to be in risk of carpal tunnel.
That part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, sorry. Sidetracked here. But, I feel like present Michael is a lot more self-aware of himself, as he should be, as more people should, especially going into dating, because I realize I have a lot that I still need to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many personal life goals that I still need to check off before I can fully hand myself over, but let someone invest in me.
Right.
And that's what I realized. But I'm also at the same tipping point where it's like, I'm kind of inspired to get back into maybe online dating or...
So you don't online date right now?
I don't currently online date.
But you have.
I have. It's been... I haven't online dated since last October.
You're not missing much, though.
So much has updated. Like, I'm like, ooh, wow, they have better graphics.
That's what you're worried about. Yeah, but
come
they
through
still
HD
have this,
photos.
They still have the same garbage people, though.
So I'm noticing. But the time that I took off was very refreshing.
Yeah.
It was very refreshing to kind of be like, because like I was sharing with you earlier, which I shall share with you guys now. On
yes,
the
listeners.
Internet,
yes, listeners.
Is I decided to take a 21st century risk. Story time. I recently went to a cupcakery last week.
I really love this story, so I'm excited.
I went to a cupcakery last week, and I was helped out by a very nice, tall, handsome gentleman.
He's very handsome.
Very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out from Vince from Cupcakery.
Oh my God, Vince! I hope you're listening.
Please. And he was trying to get me to buy this Fruity Pebble ice cream cupcake.
Fruity.
And I was like, I already have four cupcakes. I can't go on that fifth one. That especially has ice cream. And he was like, oh, you won't regret it. And I was like, oh, no regrets. And like, the chemistry was going back and forth. People behind us were like, just order the cupcakes and go. we're making that classic movie eye contact as we're walking, as I'm walking out of the store until I'm just no longer in plain sight. And I walked away pretty discouraged because I was like, Michael, like, if you were feeling a vibe from that guy like that, why didn't you put yourself out there?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, because I couldn't swipe on him. And
because he wasn't on my screen. He was in person.
We didn't match. and so then I decided, you know what? I'm going to do something a little ballsy.
Yes,
and so,
you are.
So I had a little sangria courage.
Tell the people what you did.
I hopped on Yelp.
Yes, you did.
A little
Yelp app, is now a dating app.
By the way. And I left a nice review. And let him know that a charming young gentleman helped me out. Left my at name.
Yes.
Fast forward to 4 days later, 5 days later, present day. And I get a follow back. And mm-hmm. I have secured a date.
You did that.
So, anything can happen if you just believe.
Oh my God.
And yourself.
Come through, Whitney and Mariah.
Why are you down there? If you know that, follow me right away. At Mike102194.
Yes. Yeah. Follow him.
That is at Mike, M-I-K-E, 102194.
What are those numbers for?
That actually is my my Illuminati number.
I was like, wait, where's this going?
It's my birthday.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to age myself. I've been told that I have an old soul.
You do, though.
And I appreciate that, but I do not like that being thrown at me when it's being used as a phrase of comfort. In the sense of, like, it's okay, you're gonna find someone, you're just so, you're young, you just have an old soul, you just haven't found the right person, and I'm just like...
But a lot of people our age are not mature enough in our current age, day and age, for a serious relationship, I feel like.
I highly doubt that they're self-aware enough to... They're still... From what I personally come across, it's constantly, I'm working on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I get that. I'm working on myself too. It shouldn't be a statement that we have to share. It's the new day and age of, it's not you, it's me.
Or the amount of straight men who were, I don't want serious, I'm just looking to have fun. The amount of that I get is ridiculous. I'm like, you don't want to take the time to go out and get coffee with someone and get to know them, but you want to put your dick in her vagina and you've never met her. That's great. You're doing good. This is why there's so many STIs and STDs everywhere.
And I can personally vouch, the sex education in my area, my geographical area, I can for sure say is horrible. And I feel like that also plays a sex education plays a part in how we develop and how we build our connections going forward as an adult and establishing a good foundation.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, and it's different, and for particularly the homosexual demographic of Latinos, and it's a very family taboo almost in our culture.
Okay.
So I can understand where the miseducation, especially of homosexual sex, it's lacking.
Yeah.
I definitely could have used some, not pointers.
I could definitely use
some pointers, some bullet points.
No. A PowerPoint, maybe.
Right?
Did you have sex ed in your high school?
I did not.
Because I didn't either.
They opted it out for kids. You did not have to take it. And I was one of the kids that chose not to take it because it was embarrassing. And I didn't want to.
Like, I don't want to talk about putting a condom on a banana.
And I needed that more than anything.
Yeah, I honestly don't even know if they had sex ed at my high school in general. Like, it was just a foreign thing for me to know that there were high schools that actually did that.
I was only not looking forward to that baby.
Yes, child.
The robotic baby? I did not.
Oh, I thought you meant real ones. Oh, shit. Their work. Girl, their work.
I know. I work in, my day job is childcare, so I work with children.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just one child, my child, is enough for me. My son said to me the other day on the couch, he's like, Mama, I want a baby sister. And I said, you know, it's just not going to be a thing.
What my parents used to say, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other. See which one gets it first, filled first. I was like,
I love your parents.
I was like, thank you for keeping it real with me,
Jim. But that part. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. That's actually the second time in his life that he has said that.
Really?
And I was like, listen.
Seth, you need to get on that.
No. I will not get on anything. No penises, no baby making, no.
Jaden, what would you like for your birthday? I want a sister.
I'll get you a doll. yeah, he really wants a freaking sibling. And I'm like, you got cousins. That's what they're there for. And he's got a lot of them. Mm. Like, my cousins have a tribe. They have a school bus. And she's pregnant again, so, you know, it's just another option for him, is what I'm saying. Like, he's got options.
Make your friends.
Oh, but on that, though, that's another reason that I feel the whole hookup thing is ridiculous, because women are at risk for so much more than guys are when it comes to, you know, random hookups. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, the baby thing, and, you know, men can pass on HPV to women. I got fucking HPV from my son's sperm donor.
Really?
Fun fact. Everyone has HPV. Every woman has HPV, even if she hasn't had sex. I'm just kidding. but
plot twist, your mom.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a risk regardless. And even, I mean, like, I know that people are like, well, just have protected sex. But I feel like even people, like, get caught up in the heat of the moment, and they just don't. They're just like, I forgot. And it's crazy. Like, if a girl's not on birth control, or, you know, whatever it is, there's so much that can happen from one, 10 minutes. I feel like I'm being generous. 10 minutes of pleasure that can change your life forever.
It takes one little, like, flesh scratch.
Yes.
Or something to put you at risk of...
Or, like, pre-cum. That's a thing.
Yes.
People get pregnant off pre-cum.
What?
No,
wait, I was just like, wait, what?
No, that's a thing. Like, you can get pregnant off pre-cum.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's how my child was conceived. The story for a different day. I don't want to talk about that. Anyway.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So,
I have a question.
Oh, God.
Do you believe
in Jesus? Yes, I do.
Amen. Do you believe psychopaths are? We're on a, like, it's, I say we because I definitely am one. It's a spectrum, right?
Yes.
And so, it's just all about finding the right psychopath that...
I did read this thing on maybe Facebook or Instagram that I couldn't agree more. It was like, marriage is just about finding someone who can handle your crazy. Mm. Or, like, whichever person... Like, who... Every person's crazy. It's just, like, which one can you handle?
Ooh, and here's another pop question. How do you feel about a person and their narcissistic levels?
Well, if you listen to one of the last episodes of the podcast, I dated a narcissist, and it was terrible because I feel like people like you and I, who are in the theater, we have naturally very big personalities, and to some extent, we have to be in the spotlight. And dating a narcissist was very difficult for me because he only wanted to talk about him, and everything had to be about him.
Yes.
And, I am a nurturer and a giver to some extent. Obviously I'm a mom and I have that personality about me, but to have to give that to a grown ass man 24/7 is exhausting. It's mentally exhausting. It's emotionally exhausting. And it's just something that I would never, ever do again in my life.
It does not stay cute after a while.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, you need to be asking me. I say girl, but you know I'm a man.
And it's like, we may be in our casual conversation that we have every day, but if you're not going to bother to ask me how I'm doing when I ask you almost every day, how are you? Even if, and it's like, and that's the other thing too. When I ask how are you, if you're not feeling good that day, if there's something...
Just say it.
Just tell me.
And everyone takes that answer, I mean, that question, the typical answer, should say good. That's like you... Okay, I'm good.
I'm fine. It's good.
But you're not, though.
Normal day. And it's like, no, if you woke up feeling off your rocker, if you had a bad dream, something just isn't making your day as it was the day before, great. Then, like, talk to me about it. Let's talk about it. It doesn't necessarily have to be about me, but I want to know. Mm-hmm. I'm genuinely asking, how are you? And if you're not good, tell me. Like, let's talk about it. Let me prove myself that I can be there for you. Even if it's not financially, if it's not there physically, let me be that emotional support.
But, and that's where communication comes in, though.
Yes, and I'm just like, do we all need to take an interpersonal communications class?
Apparently.
Because I just like, not everything I say is trying to start an argument or anything like that. Like, communicate mm-hmm. your feelings.
Yeah, I mean, you can disagree with someone and still have a decent conversation if you're communicating correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But back on the narcissist thing. So here's how I feel about narcissists. The fact that they're able to take anything that you say and switch it around to be about them, I think is very dangerous. Because in the relationship I was in with that guy, mm-hmm. He was a father and he had 3 kids, which is also a lot for me. I've never done that. And I can say this now because knowing I've already been in that position, like when people have more than 2 children, I'm just like, I can't. It was a lot for me. And that's just because I tried it and it didn't work for me, which is fine. But he was a father, and so that was something that we immediately bonded on, because I think that as a single parent, dating a single parent mm-hmm. is a good match, because they get it. They get that we can't do spontaneous things all the time. Like, mm-hmm. we have to plan things.
You have a unique dating life.
Right. It's very difficult to date a single parent. And other single parents understand that it's hard to date us. But, so that was one of the things that we bonded on very quickly. But anytime I said anything about my son, I'd be like, he'd be like, oh, how's your day? I'd be like, oh, great, so Jaden did this today. And he'd be like, oh, that's cool, but my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, like, it's not a competition. I'm not competing with you. I'm just trying to share things in my life with you. And that's dangerous. I think it's really unhealthy and scary to be in that kind of relationship.
I eventually got to a point with my last situationship. I eventually got to a point where it's like, well, I don't need to ask you how you're doing, or if something's bothering you, I don't necessarily feel like giving you a compliment or trying to build you up, because the kind of response I would get is a very narcissistic type of response, like, oh, I know I'm that good, or I know. Like, and it's like, well, then you don't, not necessarily you don't need me, but you don't need me.
Right.
Why are you even talking to me? You're not looking for me to help support you. You're not looking for me to help try and build you up. What am I here for? What are your motives?
Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. And I think there's a huge difference between someone who is confident and someone, as Beyonce says, confidence and arrogance. Like, mm-hmm. arrogance is not attractive to me. A confident man is attractive, but someone who's arrogant, like, yeah, I know, I'm like, dude, get off your own penis. Like, no one cares. But someone who's confident but humble, that's attractive. And narcissists are arrogant. That's what it is.
Oh, you just took the words right out of my mouth.
You're welcome.
Like, I was like, oh, because it left me thinking, do I need to reach a level of narcissism? And it's like, no, I just need to reach a level of confidence within mm-hmm. myself. And like I said, I'm working on the self-love every day. But I am in such a better place than I was while I was dating, and I was afterwards for a while.
And that's important. Do you think that you've gotten to a point now where you're like, now I'm comfortable enough to date someone else?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that I've become to a point where I am so self-aware of myself, I feel like I'm not ready to... I'm one of those people that's like, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. And it's like, I understand why I'm not looking for a relationship for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, what comes my way, and that's how I'm going to kind of look at it. Because mm-hmm. like I said, everything happens for a reason. The people that enter your life, it's for a reason.
Yeah, and you're such a stud.
I'm working on responding to those kind of compliments, so thank you. But thank you very much. I'm blushing. I'm schmutzing over here. But so yeah, it left me optimist, where I was very pessimistic about my future,
mm-hmm.
because it made me I don't know, do you feel like there's a point where when you're going through a breakup or something that you kind of like look back and you're like, well, who was I before I met this person?
I think it depends on the person you're with and
how long you.
How long? Well, maybe not even so. How? Maybe not so much how long, but maybe how much you put into it. Because I've been in two relationships, one longer than the other, that my life was that person. So when we broke up, I was like, what do I do? When you get used to having someone around so much, like, you're like, who do I talk to? What do I do now? But one of them wasn't very long. It was just we invested so much so quickly. So I think it's not so much the time frame of it, but how much you're putting into it. Because, of course, over time, you've invested a lot into someone. But I think that two people can invest so much into each other in a very short amount of time.
And I reach a very, like, as I pass through, gentlemen, I reach a place where, like, that's it. I'm going to turn cold. I'm not going to open myself up anymore. I'm not going to let these walls down. It's not worth it. I let them down too fast to just get hurt. But a friend of me once told me that, advised me, that I can't blame the other men that come into my life for the past gentleman's mistakes.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, that, as hard as it is, because it's like, oh, I need to learn for myself from doing this for next time, and da-da-da-da-da, I can't close myself off from the possibility of the one finally entering my life.
And you shouldn't, and who knows, Cupcake Man could be that one. He's real cute.
I'm just saying that, that buttercream dough. Can I get it whipped?
When is your date? It's supposed to maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. If not tomorrow, come through Thursday.
Oh my God, we're going to have to update people.
Fingers crossed.
Wait, when is the last time you went on a date?
Not to date myself, but the Mesozoic era. I'm
When Jesus was around.
When did Jesus walk the earth?
You dated one of the apostles?
Judah. But it's been a hot second. But I'm definitely ready to be swooned for once.
Are you ready to get butterflies around someone?
I'm ready to get that butterfly feeling once again, because I thought I wasn't ever gonna find it again. But the last person I did, if there was anything else that they taught me, it's that it's still out there for me, and that I need to stay optimistic for it.
Oh, oh my God. You're speaking of my spirit.
It's a sangria. I have no response ability for anything that I said.
You're just going to give the sangria all the credit. What a treat. Oh my God. Okay. Well, this was a treat.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had so much fun.
Thank you for being on it. I'm sure you'll be back on again.
We
obviously have to update everyone on your buttercream adventure.
No, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it.
They want to hear it. That's what we're going to call him, Mr. Buttercream.
Mr. Buttercream?
Yeah.
Mr. Fruity Pebbles?
Oh, man. No more sangria for you. Okay. Well, thank you again. What's your Instagram handle? Share it.
Instagram is at Mike102194. That is at Mike, M-I-K-E, 102194.
That is your PSA. What a professional little voice. That theater life, though. Just acting.
Just come through voice acting.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to wrap this up. If you like what you heard today, please, please, please rate this podcast 5 stars. Leave a review so that I can read and share it. Make sure that you're following on Instagram. You can check out how studly Michael is on my Instagram. You guys, I'm not even kidding. He's real, real cute. So get on there and see for yourself. If you have any questions or want to share any stories with me, you know how to reach me. DM me. Jump in them DMs. I respond, even if I don't like what you're saying. Anyway, I'll come through with more updates next week, and let's not forget, we got a huge announcement coming to you next week. You're going to find out who my host is. If you think you know, you can tell me. I'll let you know if you're right. And if you don't know, you got to wait a week.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Michael's a treat. Follow him on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. Enjoy your week. Love y'all. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.